ओके नमस्ते नाथ भगवन् शिवाय गुरु रूपिणी विद्यावतार संसिद्धे श्रीकृतानेक विग्रह नमाय नम रूपाय परमार्थैक्य रूपिणी सर्वज्ञान तमोभेद भान वेचितगणाय ते स्वतंत्राय दयाकृप्ताय विग्रहाय शिवात्मने परतंत्राय भक्तानां भव्यानां भव्य रूपिणे विवेकिनां विवेकाय विमर्शाय विमर्शिनां प्रकाशिनां प्रकाशाय ज्ञानिनां ज्ञान रूपिणे पुरस्तात् पार्श्वयोपृष्ठे नमस्कुर्याय उपर्यतः सदा मच्चित्त रूपेण विद्रेह भवतासनम् इत्येवं पञ्च विश्वलोके सुवीद यतमानसः प्रातः प्रभोज समये जपाश्रुति वशं भवेत् शिवादि गुरुभ्यो नमः. टु अड्रेस् दि क्वेश्चन् ऑन हाउ टु यूज़ अवर फ्री विल to attain moksha in this janma, we were talking about the guna manipulation potentials by a jiva. You have to change the gunas to increase the potential. How to change the gunas and what gunas to change? One nimisha. So we looked at this from a Sutta Samhita perspective, right? I took the Sutta Samhita Jnana Kandam to understand the Yamas and Niyamas, because they were particularly focusing on the Sattva Guna, Raja Guna and Tamo Guna, the Guna compositions. Yamas means restraint and Niyamas means vow or agreement or commitment. So yamas help to increase the sattva gunas and niyamas help to reduce the rajo and tamo gunas. These are the common qualities that are provided across many yoga shastras and Vedanta shastra books. But Sutta Samhita stand out from all these because Sutta Maharishi provides the literal meaning as well as the Vedantic meaning for the yamas and niyamas. We looked at the yamas in the last session. In this session, we'll cover the niyamas. Just like the yamas, niyamas are also 10. They are tapaha, santoshaha, astikam, danam, ishvara pujanam, siddhanta shravanam, lajja, matihi, japaha, and vratam. So these are the 10 niyamas. So tapaha is the penance, austerity. Second is santosham, which is happiness, bliss. Third is the astikam, meaning belief. Fourth is danam, which is charity. Fifth one is ishvara pujanam, which is worship of God, prayers. Sixth one is siddhanta shravanam, meaning listening to the philosophies. Seventh is lajja, which is shy or embarrassment. Eighth is matihi, which is intellect or intuition. Ninth is japaha, which is chanting. Tenth is vratam, which is spiritual vow or the pious observance. So if you look at these literally, you might feel that what is the big deal about these? I am almost doing these every day. So let's see what Sutta Maharishi is talking about from these perspective. Sailesh had already sent these yama, name of what is there in Sutta Samhita from Purana Dhagari. So I'm not going to send that again. So you can refer to that document. So which has the details, the actual slokas of Sutta Samhita. So for niyamas, it starts with atata sampravakshyami niyaman munisattama tapaha santosham astikyam danam ishvara pujanam siddhanta shravanam chaiva trim matischa jape vratam edeche niyamaha prokta yogavit bhava mahatma yogavit bhi mahatma bhi. So he's just listing the 10 that I just said. Hey Munis, now I'm explaining the different niyamas. They are tapaha, santoshaha, astikam, danam, ishvara pujanam, siddhanta shravanam. And then he mentions hri means lajja. That's why it's called hrim bijam also. Lajja bijam or hrim bijam. Both are used for hrim bijam. So because hri in Sanskrit means shy. Then matihi, japaha, and vratam. These are the niyamas that are known to these mahatmas that understand yoga. That's the meaning of those first two slokas. So next one. Tan aham kramasho vakshe shunu shraddha purasaram. So I'll explain these things in order. So please listen to them with shraddha, real carefully. Okay. Vedoktena prakarena kritcha chandrayana dibhi sarira soshenam yattaha tapaha iti uchyate budaihi. So this is very important. As prescribed in Vedas, the performance of kricha or chandrayana etc. will cleanse the body, meaning remove sins. When we are born, we have three deaths: devaranam, rishirunam and pitrurunam. These deaths are paid by performing certain kriyas. But we also have the sanchita karmas, which includes the punyas and papas. We don't need both. We need to get there, get to a blank state, a nil balance. The problem with this karma philosophy is that it does not operate under one currency, meaning papa has its own currency and punya has its own currency. Okay, and they cannot be exchanged or interchanged. Meaning if you have two papas and then you make three punyas, and even if you assume that they are the similar weights, then you cannot think that you would have a balance of one punya. It doesn't work with that concept. You don't have a net one punya. You still have two papas and three punyas. Okay? And it doesn't work. Why? Because your punya cannot wipe out a papa. They have their own ledger books and they don't get balanced. So you have to reconcile your papas and enjoy the fruits of your punyas. And that is the only way you can make your account blank. But how can you do that in one janma? It is not possible, isn't it? This is where several techniques and kriyas are prescribed in Vedas, agamas and tantras, to remove the papa accounts. Okay, so what about punyas? We don't want to be born again in this world just to enjoy the punya benefits. Even if it means a child in the British royal family, in this age it might be a curse actually. So we need to get rid of the punyas too. I will talk about that technique later, but we'll focus on what it is to get rid of the papas that we have. Tapas, as per Veda Sastra, are done to remove the papas. So that is the first niyama. So since Sutta Maharishi talks about kricha, so here is where Sutta Maharishi is talking about kricha, chandrayana, etc. And he just says kricha, chandrayana, etc. He does not list all the prayaschitta kramas. So he assumes that the munis around that he is already talking to, they all know about it already. So we don't know that, right? So what are these types of procedures? And that has the ability to remove my sins. The detailed explanation for these can be found in Devi Bhagavatam, Ekadasa Skandam, 23rd Adhyayam. This is where it is given. This whole Adhyayam is about these kriyas only. Narayana himself explains these kriyas. So I'll give a brief description of these and you can go and check Devi Bhagavatam books for further information. First, a brief introduction of the kriyas are given and then the benefit of those. And then he will go on to explain how these each one of these are performed. First, prajapatyasya kritrasya tata santanapanasya cha parakasya cha kritrasya vidhishchandrayanasya cha. So the kriyas are categorized into two, kritcha and chandrayana. So now you know why Sutta Maharishi just simply said kritcha, chandrayana, etc. So he basically referred to these two categories. Within kricha, there are multiple types. Prajapatya, Santapana, Atikricha, Mahasantapana, Tapta Kricha, and Paraka Kricha. So Panchapihi, Patakaihi, Sarvaihi, Dushkritaischa, Pramuchyate, Tapta Krichena, Sarvani Papani Dakati Kshanat. So these have the potential to burn out all the sins that are in your account. Okay, so these five different kritcha prayachitta. Tribihi chandrayanaihi puto brahmalokam samasrute ashtabihi devataha sakshatu pasyeta varadasata. When you get cleansed by performing the three chandrayanas, you will attain brahmaloka. By performing eight chandrayanas, the Prathama Devata will appear before you and grant boons. Chandamsi dashabihi nyatva sarvakaman samashrate. By performing 10 chandrayanas, you get bogam and moksham itself. Meaning all your papas will be erased. So what are those things? We'll look into it. The first one, Prajapatyam. He's talking about Prajapatyam. Let's now look into the details of the Prajapati Kriya. Treyaham, Pratastreyaham, Sayam, Treyaham, Adhyad, Ayachitam, Treyaham, Paramcha Nashriyane, Prajapatyam, Saredvijaha. The first 3 days, eat once during the day. Next 3 days, eat once in the evening. Next 3 days, eat whatever was offered to you without begging. Okay, Ayachitam, Ayachitam. So, the next 3 days, and then after the next 3 days, fast. This whole 12 days Kriya is called Prajapatya Krityam. Okay, there is another method of Prajapatyam that he is talking about also. Neetastu Pibedapaha Prajapatya Bihi Smritaha. If you only drink water for 12 days, then that is also called Prajapatyam. Okay, so this is one type. So eat 3 days, first 3 days, one time in the morning. That's it. Next 3 days, one time in the evening. The following 3 days, just eat it. If whatever is given to you without begging, it just has to come to you. The next 3 days, last 3 days, you just fast. Don't eat anything. Okay, that whole 12-day set is called Prajapatya Kritcham. Okay, so the next one, Santapanam. Gomutram, Gomayam, Chiram, Dadi, Sarpihi, Kushodakam, Ekaratropavasascha, Kritcham, Santapanam, Smritat. So on the first day, take Panchagavyam along with water soaked in Darbha grass. The next 3 days, fast the whole day, Nirjalam. This method is called Santapanam. So it's just a 6-day krama. No, actually the 2-day krama. First day, only Gomayam, Panchagavyam, soaked with the water will be soaked in Darbha grass. Kushodakam. The next day, fast the whole day, Nirjalam. This method is called Santapanam. The next one he is talking about, Adhikritcham. This type is called Ekaikam, Grasam, Ashriya Dahani, Trini Purvavat, Treham, Chobavasod, Pasedityam, Adhikritcham, Charedvijaha. First 8 days, take one mouthful of cooked rice. The next 3 days, fast completely. This set of 6 days is called Adhikritcham. Just one mouthful of cooked rice, rice only. No sambar sadam, no parathas, all those. Just one harvest, cooked rice only. Mouthful, not handful. Okay, so first 3 days, one mouthful of cooked rice. Next 3 days, fast completely. This whole 6 day set is called Adhikritcham. Next is Mahasantapanam. Evameva Tribiryuktam Mahasantapanam Smritam. If the above Adhikritcham is performed 3 times consecutively, that 18 days in total is called Mahasantapanam. There is another method for Mahasantapanam explained by Yamadharma Raja in the Purana. So it says it should be done in 15 days in total. The first 3 days live on Gomutram. Next 3 days live on Gomayam. Next 3 days live on Chiram. The next 3 days on Dahi, and the final 3 days on Ghee. A person becomes pure and is rid of all papas by this Mahasantapana Kritcha Kritya. So that's another method. The next thing is Tapta Kritcham. This is very, very popular. Tapta Kritcham Charen Vipro Jalachira Gritanilan Prati Treham Pibed Ushnansu Pritsyai Samahitaha. This is done for 12 days and is very popular in Puranas and Rishis too. First 3 days live on hot water. Next 3 days live on hot milk. The next 3 days live on ghee. The last 3 days on air. So total fast basically, not even water. This 12 days set is called Tapta Kritcham. The next one is Paraka Kritcham. Yatatmano apratyasya dvadasaha bhojanam parakonama krichoyam sarvapapa pranodanaha. If a person can fast without any food for 12 days, then it is called the paraka krichyam. And this can erase all the sanchita papas. Okay, so these are the 5 types of krichyam, kricha prayachittams. The next thing is Chandrayan. Ekaikam tu yaseet pindam krishne shukle cha vardhayet amavasyam cha bunjita evam chandrayano vidhi. This is done for a month. You start on a new moon day and fast totally. During the Shukla Paksha, you add one pinda, handful of cooked rice, to your daily consumption every day. Okay? So once you reach Purnima, you will eat 15 handfuls. Then you start reducing one pinda every day until you reach Amavasya. This can be done Purnami to Purnami as well. But the idea is to reduce one pinda during Krishna Paksham, increase one pinda during Shukla Paksham. This is called a Chandrayana Vidhi. There are two more types of Chandrayana Vidhi, Shishu Chandrayanam and Yati Chandrayanam. In Shishu Chandrayanam, it is 4 handful of food. And in Yati Chandrayanam, it is 8 handful of food. Okay, so, but there is not a big literature on those. I think Shishu Chandrayanam is for kids and Yati Chandrayanam is for Yatis. The normal Chandrayanam is for everybody, all the householders, or maybe that's what it is. So one handful is what is normally used. Okay, so you start from Amavasya to Amavasya or Purnami to Purnami. Krishna Paksham, you reduce one handful, and then Shukla Paksham, you increase one handful. That's the procedure. So, Adav Kuryat Vratam Mantri Deha Shodhana Karakam Purasharyam Tatak Kuryat Samasta Palabhav Gavet. So, now comes the beauty of all these things. All these sins should be removed prior to performing Purasharya. So, to derive the maximum benefits of the Purasharna. So, it is encouraged to perform a Krita Kritya or a Chandrayana Kriya prior to doing Purasharnam, according to this Devi Mahatmyam, Devi Bhagavatam chapter. Iti te katitam guhyam Purasharya vidhanakam etate parasmaino vachyam sutisaram yatasmrutam. Thus, I shared the most secret technique of all for performing a Purasharnam. Do not disclose this to anybody except for those qualified sishyas. Just those are equivalent to the so this is the equivalent to the saras of all Vedas. So this is what Devi Bhagavatam Narayana himself says. So this is the information of these sin removing techniques from Devi Bhagavatam that was referred by Suta Maharishi in reference to the first niyama called tapaha. Okay. Now let's look into the Vedantic meaning of tapaha. So Suta Maharishi gives that. Ko aham moksha katam kena samsaram pradipannavane ityalochana artajnyaha tapaha samsanti panditaha. The true tapas, as per Vedantis, is to contemplate on ko aham, who am I? Mokshaha katam. What is the state and nature of moksha? How do I get it? Kena samsaram. How did I end up with this samsara cycle? How can this be tapas? First, knowing who am I and why did I end up here? Whatever you are planning, right? So whatever planning you do would not be important. The purpose is important. Knowing the purpose results in this tapas. Okay? So that is the tapas from a Vedantic meaning. Who am I? What is moksham? Why did I end up here? So I'm getting to know the tapas. Let us now look into the next niyama, santosham or happiness. Yachalaba yadritcha labato nityam prithirya jayate nunam tat santosham viduhu prajna parijnaneka tatparaha. If things that we desire are obtained always and makes us present, that is called happiness in materialistic nature. Brahmadi loka paryantam viraktasya paratmani priyam yatta mahaprajna santosham paramam viduhu. In the Vedantic sense, having a complete aversion towards all the universe, starting from Brahmaloka and establishing the priyam on Paramatman in the buddhi, is the greatest santosham. The strong desire to emerging with him is the true santosham. Shrote smarte cha vishwaso yattad astikyam uchyate. So the next name, astikam. Astikam is nothing but having determined belief or trust in the Shruti and Smriti and Guru Vakyam. Okay, you have to include that. Next one. Nayar arjitam dhanam cha annam shraddhaya vaidike duje అన్యద్వా యత్ ప్రదీయేత తద్ దానం ప్రోచ్యతే మయా. విత్ మనీ అండ్ ఫుడ్ అబ్టైన్డ్ ఇన్ అ ధార్మిక్ వే ఇస్ గివెన్ అవే యాజ్ చారిటీ టు దోస్ హూ లివ్ ద లైఫ్ యాజ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ది వేదాస్. ఓకే, సో ఇట్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ హూ కెన్ గివ్ దాన, హూ ఇస్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు గివ్ దానం, అండ్ హూ ఇస్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు రిసీవ్ దానం. ఓకే, సో ఓన్లీ దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అ దానం. సో హియర్ it's nyaya arjitam, only when it is obtained any money or food that is secured by dharmic following dharmic ways and given to those who are following dharmic ways. Okay, so that's the key here. Avaidikaya vipraya dattam yan muni pungava nopakaraya tattasya basmineva hutam bhavihi. So any charity that is given to people that do not follow the lives as prescribed in Vedas, then the charity is wasted as offerings made to the ash. Okay, instead of to the Agni. Remember we talked about the Papa and Punya lecture and to keep the balance nil in both the ledgers, right? So we understood the techniques of keeping a nil balance for Papa ledger in the Tapas section. The Dana technique is where the Punyas can be made to a nil balance. Okay, we have seen several examples in Puranas where they offer the punyas that they have accumulated. Okay, so this can be done at the end of the lifetime when you're aware. People normally do it where they give away their punyas also. So that way they create a nil balance. Then, so what we do? See, if you look into our normal Nitya Kriyas, when we do our Navarna Puja, after the Krityam Akrityam, Punyam Papam, Punyam Juhomi Swaha, Papam Juhomi Swaha, Krityam Juhomi Swaha, Krityam Juhomi Swaha, Sankalpam Juhomi Swaha, Vikalpam Juhomi Swaha, right? Dharmam Juhomi Swaha, Adharmam Juhomi Swaha. So we do everything. I don't want, so that's basically nil balance. And then what do we say? So through these dehadikaraha jagrata swapna shupti avasthasu, in these three avasthas, manasa vacha karmana, through my mind or through my speech, through my words, karmana through my actions, manasa vacha karmana astabhyam padbhyam udarena sisna, through my legs or through my hands or through my genitals or my stomach, whatever actions that has been done, yes, smrita, et smritam, whatever I have thought, et uktam, whatever I attempted to do, wherever I put my efforts, et kritam, whatever I have done, tat sarvam brahma arpanam bhavatu swaha. So I'm just giving it to Brahman itself. There's nothing I own, there's nothing I am attaching it to, whether it's good or bad. I'm not even differentiating here. Good or bad here, because that change has been done in the initial, where you're doing Juhomi itself, Punyam Papam Juhomi, Krityam Akrityam Juhomi, Sankalpam Vikalpam Juhomi, Dharmam Adharmam Juhomi, it's all done. Adharmam Juhomi Vaushat, it's also released. After that we do this, so what is remaining there? Because I don't even know what is right, what is wrong, I'm not differentiating. Whatever happened, that fact, that this is like a superset, there's nothing else that could be there. Any karmas that could be there beyond this superset. It is like a larger universe search thing. Google search. Everything it will come under this. So I am doing Brahmarpanam Bhavatu Swaha. And it's like Avanarundale Avantal Vanangi. So even for me to think him, I need his blessings, right? Anugraham is needed. So if I think to do something wrong or good, it's all because of him only. So you are making me do this, you are making me think this, you are making me to attempt something. It's all because of you. And however I did, it's because of you only. So I'm doing the samarpanam. Whatever I derived from you, I'm giving it back to you. That's also yours only. So bhai, we do a nil balance right there in our krama. So those who are doing daily pujas every day, you will understand what we do, what I'm talking about. This happens, this comes even in the Havana Paddhati. So where we give a swaha to into Agni, much better potent way of doing it. So this happens on a daily basis. Lagu puja, you don't have this, but for in the main puja, we do visheshargya swikar after doing this, because that is also Havan inside to the Chidagni. And when you're doing this, you should do it with this focus, this chintana, that contemplation. This is what is going on. Basically, I'm cleansing myself. That chintana has to be there. Okay? Next. Brahmanam, Vishnum, Ishanam, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Badavaihi, Yata, Satya, Archanam, Bhaktya, Etate, Ishwara, Pujanam. From a literal perspective, worship of Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra, by self or through a priest, according to their own means, yathasakti, is called Ishwara Pujanam. Ragasya petam hridayam, vaga dushtanu sadadina, himsa virahitaha kaya, etachu Ishwara Pujanam. From a Vedantic perspective, when the mind is free from kama, krodha, and attachments, and the words are free from lies and hurt, and the body refrains from hurting others, then that is called Ishwara Pujanam. So basically ahimsa. We already talked about ahimsa in Yama. So here it is reinforcing it. Next one. Satyam jnanam anantam cha paranandam dhruvam param pratyagitya agatyantam vedanta shravanam budaha siddhanta shravanam prahu dvijana munisattama. Until a person can realize the Pratyagatman, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, and Paranandam, listening to Vedanta discourses is called the Siddhanta Shravanam. Sudranam cha Viraktanam, Tata Srinam Mahamune, Siddhanta Shravanam Praktum, Purana Shravanam Budehi. For those who cannot relate to Vedanta, listening to the discourses of Puranas will be considered as Siddhanta Shravanam. So here, because the mention is there for sudras and stris, people may take it literally and say that the sudras and stris are linked as together and as if they are not qualified. It's not like that. Because the opportunity for them is less to learn Vedas and understand these inner meanings, tatvarthas and everything. Because they have other work and jobs to do because of that. If they are able to put the time and everything, 100% they can do the Vedanta Shravan. So they should not be taken in a literal sense. It should be literally taken as those who can relate to Vedanta, can listen to the Vedantic discourses. Those who cannot relate to Vedanta, then they can listen to Puranas, because those are stories. So they are both Siddhanta Shravan. Next. ವೇದ ಲೌಕಿಕ ಮಾರ್ಗೇಷು ಕುತ್ಸಿತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಯತ್ ಭವೇತ್ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯಾ ಲಜ್ಜಾ ಹೀಸ್ತು ಸೇವಾ ಸೈವೇತಿ ಕೀರ್ತಿತ. ರಿಫ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಾರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಫೀಲ್ ಅಶೇಮ್ಡ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಲಜ್ಜಾ ಅಶೇಮ್. ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಪರ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಡ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಎನಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲೌಡ್ ಬೈ ಧರ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಸ್. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್, ಡಿಸ್ಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್ of the actions that are performed by someone else in a dharmic way is also called lajja. Vaidikeshu hi sarveshu shraddha yasa matir bhavet. Having a strong belief in all these vaidika karmas and also living in a Vedic means of life while performing any action is called matihi. Guruna chopadishtopi tantra sambandha varjitaha ವೇದೋಕ್ತೇನೈವ ಮಾರ್ಗೇನ ಮಂತ್ರಾಭ್ಯಾಸೋ ಜಪಃ ಸ್ಮೃತಃ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಜಪ. ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಗುರುಸ್, ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಜಪ ಕ್ರಮಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಪಾತ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜಪ. ಏದರ್ ವೇದ ಮಂತ್ರಂ ಆರ್ ಗುರುಸ್ ಉಪದೇಶ ಮಂತ್ರಂ, ದೋಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜಪಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಪಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಇವನ್ ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡು ಜಪಸ್. ಕಲ್ಪಸೂತ್ರೋತ वा वेदे धर्मशास्त्रे पुराण के इतिहासे वृत्तरर्या स जपः प्रोच्यते मया. इन फैक्ट ही सेइंग इवन रीडिंग द कल्पसूत्रस दि सूत्रम्स वेदास धर्मशास्त्रम पुराणम इतिहासम देयर आल्सो जपास टू. सो बिकॉज़ ही इज कवरिंग एवरीबॉडी हियर. So what if you don't have the guru, if you don't have the Upasana mark, if you don't have the mantras? You can read Puranas, you can read Shlokas, those are all japas too. Ya Veda Prakhyaha Smrityo Yasya Kasya Kudrushtayaha Sarvasta Nishpalaha Proktas Tamosh Nishtahi Tasmrutaha. Here, those who subscribe to those texts or methods that are discarded by the Vedas are all useless for those who walk the life of moksha. These would only lead them to acquire more tamoguna. It's very clear here. So, prokta tamonishta hita smritaha. So, this will increase the tamogunas. If you're doing things that are not prescribed. See how direct Sutta Maharishi was here. He did not say you will acquire karmas or papas or punyas. He is talking directly about the result of that. By doing that, he directly says you will acquire more tamogunas. So being compliant to the sastras and living a dharmic life would reduce the tamogunas.
So not follow Shreya. WhatsApp is the not following WhatsApp is the not following WhatsApp is the best method.
Correct. Absolutely. Shreyan Sodharmo Bigunaha Paradharman Swanishtadat Swanishtitat Swadharma Nidhanam Shreyaha Paradharma Bhayavaha. Following this Swadharma, own path is very important. Even if your own path is limited compared to the other's path, following your own path will always lead to the destination. Discarding the Swadharma and following some other path will only result in fear. This is a very interesting comment by Sutta Maharishi. When we start to walk in our path, there will be times when we come across other sadhakas from other paths. And we might be curious in comparing notes. But what happens by that action? You either start to feel proud that you are better than the other person or feel inferior and get worried that you haven't reached a state like the other person. What would be the result of such actions? In the case of pride, you would end up demotivating the other person. In addition, your pride is something that you're really working hard to remove. But unknowingly, through the same sword, you would be cutting your rope, the rope that you're using to climb and fall down deep. So in the case of inferior feeling, the natural human mind would think that you and the other person are on par. But if the other person is reaching heights that you are not, it has to be because he has better tools than you do. This way you'll question your path, you will superimpose the limitation on the path that you're walking, and indirectly question your guru's ability to take you forward. These are all greater sins, and because of these newly acquired sins, you will start to embrace fear. These would again make you fall deeper than where you started with. Okay, this is why in Srividya Margam, it is discouraged to discuss anything about your progress, what mantras you have, what sadhanas you are performing, extra, even to your own sahasishya, let alone other mandalis. Satsang can be about general knowledge acquisition, but never about your personal sadhana matters. Those should only be kept between the guru and the sishya. If a guru asks a jeshta to assist a sishya in some particular thing, then it should be assumed that the permission granted is only for that particular kriya and should not be taken as a general power of attorney. Okay, so staying in your own path, following your dharma, sincerely following Guru Akya, and staying away from personal sadhana related discussions with anyone else except your guru are all key. That's what he's talking about here. Tasmat sarva prayatnena veda mantra sada japet tapascha dvividaha prokto vachiko manasastata. So when with all possible efforts, perform Veda mantra. Here, any mantra that you are qualified or that you have received upadesham from your guru, chant those mantras. There are two types of japas, vachikam and manasika. Okay. Vachiko upam surucheta eche dvividaha parikitaha manaso manana dhyana vedan. So the vachika is also two types, chanting aloud and chanting soft. Manasika is also two types, chanting with the manana and dhyana. ఉచ్చై జపాద్ ఉపాంశుశ్చ సహస్ర గుణ ఉచ్యతే మానసశ్చ తతోపాంశో సహస్ర గుణ ఉచ్యతే. చాంటింగ్ జెంట్లీ అండ్ సాఫ్ట్లీ ఇస్ 1000 టైమ్స్ బెటర్ దెన్ అండ్ బెటర్ అండ్ ఫ్రూట్ఫుల్ దెన్ చాంటింగ్ అలౌడ్. సిమిలర్లీ చాంటింగ్ విత్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఇస్ 1000 టైమ్స్ బెటర్ దెన్ చాంటింగ్ సాఫ్ట్లీ. ఉచ్చైర్ జపస్తు సర్వేషాం యథోక్త ఫలభో ఫలభో భవేత్ నీచై సుతోచ చేత్సోపి శ్రుతశ్చ నిష్ఫలో భవేత్. వెన్ చాంటింగ్ అలౌ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ కెన్ బి ఎంజాయ్డ్ బై ఎవ్రీవన్ హూ లిసన్స్. హౌఎవర్ ఇఫ్ ది మంత్ర రీచెస్ దోస్ హూ డు నాట్ డిసర్వ్ ఇట్ దెన్ ది ఎంటైర్ మంత్ర జప విల్ యీల్డ్ నో ఫ్రూట్స్ టు ఎనీబడి. రిషి ఛందో అది దేవ్ ఛందోది దేవ్ దైవం చ ధ్యాయం మానో జపే నరః ప్రసన్న గురునా పూర్వం ఉపదిష్టం త్వనుజ్ఞయ. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు రిసీవ్ ది మంత్ర ఫ్రమ్ ఎ గురు దట్ హస్ అటైన్డ్ సిద్ధి ఇన్ దట్ మంత్ర. అపాన్ హిస్ డైరెక్షన్ అండ్ ఆన్ ఆర్డర్ చాటింగ్ ఆఫ్ అ మంత్ర విత్ ది రిషి చంద్రస్ అండ్ ధ్యాన షుడ్ బి పర్ఫార్మ్. ధర్మార్థం ఆత్మశుద్ధ్యర్థం ఉపాయ గ్రహణం వ్రతం అథవా అథర్వణ మంత్రాన్ గృహీత్వా భస్మ పాండురం. సో నౌ హిస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది లాస్ట్ నియమ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ది వ్రతం. సో దిస్ షుడ్ బి పర్ఫార్మ్ ఫర్ ది ఆత్మశుద్ధి పర్పసెస్ అండ్ టు లీడ్ అ ధార్మిక్ వే. ఇఫ్ సచ్ జప ఇస్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అ వ్రతం. సో బై చాంటింగ్ ది మంత్రాస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ది అథర్వణ వేద పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ది భస్మ ధారణం సర్వాంగ ద్వేలనం ఎత్తత్ వ్రతం ప్రోక్తం మనీషిభి ఏతత్ వేద శిరో నిష్ట ప్రాహు పాశుపతం మునే. సో వెన్ యు డూ ది భస్మ ధారణం అండ్ ఆల్ ది ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ పాత్స్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ ది వ్రతం అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ది పాశుపత వ్రతం బై గ్రేట్ రిషీస్. కేచిత్ శిరోవ్రతం ప్రాహు కేచిత్ ఆస్యాశ్రతం విదుః కేచిత్ తద్వ్రతం ఇత్యుచుః కేచిత్ శాంభవం ఈశ్వరం. సమ్ కాల్ దిస్ వ్రతం దోస్ హు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ మంత్ర జపాస్ వేద మంత్ర జపాస్. సో ఫర్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మశుద్ధి అండ్ టు మేక్ దమ్ ఫాలో ది ధార్మిక్ వే. ఓకే సో దోస్ హు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ ది శివ్ ఫర్ అథర్వణ వేదంస్ ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ ది శిరోవ్రతం. ఫర్ ది యజుర్వేదీస్ ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ ది ఆద్యశ్రమం. ఫర్ ది రిగ్వేదీన్స్ ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ ది శాంభవం. And so some for Samavedis is called the Iswaram. Okay. Asya vratasya mahatmyam bhagan anteshu samsitam sarva papakaram punyam samyak jnana prakashakam. The greatness of these vratas is listed in several Vedas as a technique that can lead to samyak jnanam by cutting off all the sins and acquiring punyas. Yaha pasupata pasutaha pasuhu yaha pasuhu అపశుత్వం చ వ్రతేన వ్రతేహ వ్రతేన అనేన చ త్యజేత్ తం హత్వా నస్త పాపీయాన్ ఇతి వేదాంత నిశ్చయః. ఎనీ హ్యూమన్ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పశుత్వం మీనింగ్ విత్ ది రజో అండ్ తమో గుణాస్ అండ్ లీడ్ ఎ సాత్విక్ లైఫ్. దిస్ ఇస్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ బై ది వేదాస్. ది లిటరల్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది శ్లోక యాక్చువల్లీ ఇస్ దోస్ హు డు నాట్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పశుత్వం బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ దిస్ వ్రతాస్ షుడ్ బి కిల్డ్ అండ్ దర్ వోంట్ బి ఎనీ సిన్స్ acquired by killing those people. Okay, that is a literal meaning, but that is not how we should take it. Don't go around and killing people. So it's like basically what in Islam says the kill the kafirs. So that's a literal meaning, it's not that. So basically it means that those who do not have the shraddha or belief in the God, they are basically living like pashus. Okay, and pashus are supposed to be killed for the vratams and all those things. So that is the original meaning. So here also it's the same similar kind of nema given by Shruta Maharishi. It says that any human who will be able to, so you have to look at the opposite way. You will be able to get rid of all these pashutvam, which is the rajo and tamogunas, and lead a sattvic life by following these vratas. Those who have won over the rajo and tamogunas should always stay away from those who, stay with those who are delving in the same marga. And you stay away from those people who are pashus. This way they can continue in the path of moksha with a sattvic nature. That's the meaning of this. So the last shloka is sarvam muktam samasena niyamam muni sattama anena vidina yukto basmajyodhir bhavishyati. So munis have explained everything about the niyamas in brief. Those who follow as explained will shine as basmajyoti. Almost all religions would have niyamas and yamas like this. They may call it differently. For example, in Christianity, it is called the Ten Commandments. If you look at those, it will be a subset of what is given in your yamas and niyamas. Some same concept in Buddhism, Jainism, or Islam too. Whatever they list out as the basic commandments, those will all fall within the superset called the yama and niyama. Thus, by following these yamas and niyamas, you can rebalance your guna composition. You don't need to know your balance is tilting. So don't start wondering, what is my guna balance right now? All you need to know is that you're performing the yamas and niyamas. You need not know what is the current percent of sattva, what is the current percent of rajo, what is the current percent of tamas. You simply have to follow your guru vakya. There is nothing else that is needed. Being in his presence, listening to his instructions, being in his satsanga, a true sharanagati is just enough for increasing your sattvic nature. With this, I completed the answer to the question on how to increase the sattva guna and decrease the rajo and tamo guna. And I've used Sruta Maharishi's Sutta Samhita, Jnana Kandam, as my guidance to answer that question. In the process, we also looked into the Devi Bhagavatam to understand the Prayaschitta Kramas for removing the papas completely. And we also looked into what we do on a daily basis as Srividya Upasakas to keep our balance nil. Okay, so just because you are doing that, don't assume that you can keep on doing whatever papas, whatever action. It's not like that. You have to follow these things. In spite of that, if something slips through, that will be taken care of by those Ida Pura Pranabuddhi Dharma Deha. Okay, so from next week, we will start back to the Devi Mahatmya Rahasyam. So, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Aashirvadam.
Namaskar,
Guru.
Happy birthday also.
Namaskar,
Guruji.
Thank you.
Aashirvadam. Namaskar, Guru.
Namaskar, Guruji.